All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Luis from Koenig Wheels, and this is our new guest, co-host.
I've been here for about, 8 months now, kind of thing?
But and new I'm to the podcast.
New to the podcast. I appreciate you having me on, Luis. Yeah, I'm the guy that makes the video content, so usually I'm behind the camera. But today's my first time in front of the camera, so I thought, get on here and we'll review some cars, and hopefully I don't do too terribly. But yeah, let's wing it and see what happens.
But what's up, guys? So just to do some maintenance, make sure to tune in this Friday as we have a new piece of content every Friday. This Friday, we're actually going to be doing a garage tour of High Speed Motorsports. You're going to want to check that out. They've been doing the thing on the track for a long time now, so I'm excited. Hugh Stewart is going to be giving us a quick walk around of his whole studio where he does all his work. You know, we're going to be able to see Christina Lamb's car in there as well as some other cool people that are on track. So make sure you tune into that. And then
that was a good day up in Danbury, Connecticut with you and the High Speed Motorsports team. I really like that. If anyone, a couple weeks ago, we put out a walk around with Hugh's M3.
Yep.
Hugh's M3, not Christina's M3. So hopefully we can get Christina on camera in the future. But yeah, that was a great day up in Danbury and a good team. And
agreed.
You guys, I think they only do M3 builds and specifically for race builds.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got M3 and you're in the tri-state area, definitely give High Speed Motorsports a call. And then this Friday will be a nice garage tour. And it was a great day up in Danbury. So
remember, they started doing Honda stuff as well. He was actually telling us about it and stuff. So yeah, they're doing a lot of good things out there, High Speed Motorsports, and it was just a really fun day, and I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy it. Hugh is a really cool dude, and yeah, I'm excited for this one, for sure.
The other day, I asked Scott, I maybe you're watching this, you get a kick out of it, but the other day I went into Scott's office, I'm like, you know what, I really enjoyed seeing High Speed Motorsports and their M3 builds. Like, what would the process of someone like me, who has no race experience, other than a sim rig at my house, but what would be the process of me getting into like a wheel-to-wheel scenario where I could be racing kind of? He straight up laughed at me, which I get, you know, I get it. But that would be a dream. It seemed like when we were there, we met with two or three guys that, one specifically that is a guy that works in New York, business guy who just keeps his M3 out in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And it seems like he almost on the weekends, he's like a weekend warrior racer, and he'll go out to Connecticut, or he'll meet High Speed Motorsports at a track, and they'll bring out the M3 on a trailer. But man, it'd be nice to, that'd be pretty nice weekend racing. Oh man, but yeah, as Scott told me, I'm probably a long way off from that. But one day, you know, you can dream.
Why not? Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
So, and also we're here every Wednesday. Obviously, we're here today chilling with you guys, but last week we actually did a podcast where we found some cool cars from Craigslist, and Scott and me were kind of just reviewing them. It was a lot of weird cars out there. We were trying to find cars that were bills that we could do for under $5,000. Let's just say our options were very thin.
Let's just say that right now in the United States, at least, you're not getting anything sub $5,000 unless you want like an Altima or Maxima, you know, something like that.
Or a Sentra, like you can't really find.
Or like a PT Cruiser from 2000 with 300,000 miles on it. But, you know, I'm personally, Luis just got his Fiesta. I'm personally right now in the mode of kind of shopping around. And I'll just say that podcast was pretty discouraging.
It really was.
For sure. But at the same time, I mean, a $5,000 car, you know, you got to kind of expect you're gonna buy that for $5,000, put another $5,000 to $10,000 in it just on problems and stress. But I think next one of those episodes we raise it to $10,000 because $5,000 was slim pickings.
For sure,
slim pickings.
But yeah, go check that out, and yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Every day on Wednesday we're live at 2 p.m. where Scott will answer all your questions. Make sure to tune in with us and join us at that time too. But all right, let's get to what we're doing here today. You want to tell them what we're doing today, Max?
Today, every now and then, we do a segment of the podcast where, and I guess you could arguably say it's a filler segment, but we like to bring some images of user-submitted cars that have our wheels on them that people send in through social media or Instagram or email us. We're not going to roast anyone's rides, but we're definitely going to check a few out and kind of give our thoughts, because we get a lot of really cool images from people. And the lineup today, I think, has a lot of really really neat stuff in it. So I think today we're going to start out with my favorite. Well, maybe we saved the best for last. No, let's just go for it. I love this CRX, okay? So this is a... Okay, yeah. So that's a CRX, Honda CRX on lockouts, 1990 CRX by @AGArtDesign. Man, he killed it.
What's up, @AGArtDesign?
AGArtDesign.
One of the reasons why I really like this build is, although he, obviously you could tell he put a lot of work into it. He has racing seats in there. He has the detachable steering wheel and all that. And the build is just beautiful. I mean, immaculate. If you ever want to talk about textbook, making it look perfect, and you don't want to, go over the border, because a lot of these people, they try new things, they try to work on it. This build, you look at it, you're kind of like, this is immaculate. It's clean.
Look at it. Look at the paint job. I gotta say, for a CRX that old, 1990, I mean, it's a year younger than I am. Geez, look at how I came out after 32 years. This is 31 years old. Look at that paint job. Look at how... Oh, I don't see a dent in sight. It's beautiful. Love it. Love the exposed intercooler. It's just great.
I think the gentleman, what's his name again?
@AGArtDesign.
AGArtDesign. Mm-hmm. He just did a great job with it. And honestly, the reason why we do these type of things is also to appreciate, because as car people ourselves, one of the things that we love to see is when someone sends us pictures like this, and we get to check it out and actually just be at awe of the work that you guys do out there, man. I know it's not easy. Trust me. We sit here and we work with cars all the time, and getting to the point where you're building something like this with the immaculate taste that you guys have is honestly for us a treat for sure. So thank you for sending this great image.
About this build, though, is,
I mean, these cars. Yeah,
There's no grill traditionally on the CRXs, or maybe in this specific year. But I love this front end. Like, look at the simple headlights and the running
JDM
lights.
JDM style look,
beautiful.
Yep. OEM shaved
plus.
It down.
I think you could probably classify this as OEM plus.
No, for
but,
sure.
Man, that's beautiful. And then, by the way, so with video, I also take a lot of photos. I gotta say, the photos here, AGArtDesign. I love it. Good work, man. Great work. But yeah, let's move on to the next one. That I gotta say one more time. That's that detachable steering wheel. The way you
kinda
rack it up on
there,
the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I wonder, detachable steering wheel on a daily like this. Do you think that offers any sense of added protection or security for someone? That
I'm
might
sure.
Want
yeah,
it?
Absolutely. I mean, especially nowadays with the market being so crazy and these being so high in demand, like
for
a CRX,
sure.
You rarely get to see anymore. He probably has that so he could take it with him to work and make sure that no one steals his car. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate that nowadays, Hondas are in high demand in that capacity. So people just steal these parts, man. You got to be careful with these cars nowadays, especially where you go.
I wonder what happens. You get in that whip. You try to steal it. You see there's no steering wheel. What do? You just get out?
You run out.
You try to work.
You run out.
I don't know about that. But all right. AGArtDesign, thanks for the submission.
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys.
That's beautiful. On the lockouts, wheel specs, by the way, if anyone's interested, he's running a 15x7 plus 35 offset all the way around, it looks like, square setup. Love it. Beautiful. You want to introduce our next car there, Luda Gooch?
Sure. I put this on there for myself as well.
There you go.
This is a Ford Fiesta. This is from our man. What's his name?
His name is Pizza ST.
Pizza ST.
Oh, great name, too.
I honestly, this is another set of lockouts that he has on here. It's one of those cars that when I first saw it, obviously having a Fiesta myself, I was really impressed, man. I like the setup. I like how he, the square setup that he chose, also the lockouts in black, it kind of complements the red. It just looks perfect to me.
Love
I mean,
red.
you know, it's just, you know, it's, he just did it right with everything that he did there. You know what I'm saying? With also the body kit that he decided, the front lip that he chose, you know, to give it, you know, to even probably go on the track on one day. You know what I mean? So
that's what I'm wondering, looking at this build. Is he building this for a somewhat of a track build? I see he's got adjustable aero in the front.
Yep.
He's got a nice little tasteful wing on the back, but it is adjustable. You look at the, it has the rods on the back as well. That's kind of nice. I like that.
Man.
Plus, it looks like just from the environment, maybe kind of rally inspired. I'm not sure, but, you know, he's...
That's, you know, and at the end of the day, like, that's the cool thing about being a car person is we can do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As long as we, you know, obviously specific to if you're building a track build and, you know, you want to have it as your daily, it's going to be tougher. But at the end of the day, you know, you can do, to a certain extent, you could do certain things and still have it as a daily. And this is a perfect example of that, that, you know, he's done enough where he could probably do some work on the track. At the end of the day, he could drive it to work if he wanted to, you know?
Well, so, here's a question then. Yeah. So you with a full stock Fiesta right now, you're looking at what Pizza Guy did. What's his name? Pizza ST. Uh-huh. What are you taking away from this? I mean, great wheels. You're not going to put aero on yours, but maybe a little front lip setup. You know, I've been trying to push you on that.
Well, so, and that's the thing. When, you know,
headlights.
That's why I mentioned the fact that there's different type of car guys. For me, for example, like when I think about my daily, for me, it's keeping it simple. You know, like I said before, probably putting some springs on there, lowering the car a bit, putting a little, you know, a square setup, something that works really nice. Mm-hmm. And then I'm cool with that, man, you know.
And hey, Luis, for all of you guys that don't know, Luis has a silver Fiesta. Unfortunately, it's not an ST, but
it's,
we might
ST.
Slap that ST badge on there. No, we're not going to do that. But silver car, what are you thinking for color of wheels? What are you thinking for wheels in general on a Fiesta?
So I was thinking to either put some, because we're going to have some hexaforms in white, possibly. Put those on there.
In white?
Yeah, in white. Oh, okay. Or maybe do the black. I'm not sure.
That white would be bold on a silver, I think.
Honestly,
that
would be bold. Looking at this car and seeing the lockouts in black, honestly, that's beautiful, man.
He's from Michigan. Okay, nice. That explains
Shout
the snow.
To Michigan.
Yeah, love it.
But yeah, man, thank
Great
you, pizza_ST, man.
Appreciate you.
That car is fire.
Yeah, thanks for sending that in. All right, so let's go to one that might be more of a cater to the everyday man here. That Pizza ST was beautiful, but I think if
All
you're
right.
a guy, like maybe, let's for example, Jim,
yep.
he has an Audi as well.
So check
I
out,
think he
it's
fits
a
into this class.
2017
a little
bit more. Audi A3.
Love it.
Yeah, man, this car is dope.
By,
I mean,
at Four Rings XL.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
What's up, Four Rings XL?
What's
Thank
up,
you
man?
For sending this image in. I think that's one of the things about these cars, man. Like, you know, and that's the reason why I wanted to kind of, because I, you know, we were throwing in what to specifically like talk about and give some shine to. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to kind of give the quintessential car guy who has a daily. I'm sure this is his daily driver. He made it look clean. He put those ampliforms on there. Yep. And those ampliforms complement the silver so great in the bronze. Honestly. It, you know, it's tough to do that. So, like, I wouldn't initially do that myself, but then when you see it, you're like, and I'm glad there's people like, what's his name? You know, at, sorry, I can't remember
you're
your.
You're good, at Four Rings XL.
Four Rings XL.
Love it.
Who have the
Appreciate
balls to do, you know,
yeah.
stuff like this and put the silver with the bronze. And it works great, man. And
it's
not
cool,
only that,
yeah.
you know, there's a lot of people who ask for images of like, hey, how would this look with this?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we appreciate you guys sending stuff in like that is because we get to see how it looks and we give people options on to what they could do with their car. Because naturally, I wouldn't put well, it's more like a titanium. No, what would you say?
That's I'd like say a, that's a gunmetal.
Gunmetal. Yeah, there we go. That's perfect.
Metal.
Like a gunmetal with – I would never put gunmetal with – bronze, but
I like it though.
I like it too, man. I'm into it.
I think intuitively, your first choice when you look at a gunmetal car is probably darker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Black rims is the kind of, I guess, the standard. But yeah, I love the way you went with the bronze. I think it matches really well. And the car in general looks great. And it looks like he's pretty much kept it stock. I don't know if that front lip is, that front lip looks aftermarket actually. But man, it's, yeah, I like that build. I really like it. If anyone's wondering, his wheel specs that he's running are 18 by 8.5 ET43 all the way around. Looks like a square setup. But yeah, I'm loving it, actually. And actually, I've got a good A3 story. My mom actually has an Audi A3. She got used for, I think, $16,000 or $18,000 about 3 or 4 years ago. And anyone that knows cars at all in the last year knows that in the last year or so, it's been pretty impossible to get any kind of used car at a decent price, right? So, funny story, the dealership that sold my mom her used Audi A3 3 years ago called her up a couple months ago and said, hey, out of the blue too, hey, would you be interested in possibly coming down to the dealership? We would offer you 24 for to purchase your A3. And she called me up. She's like, what do you think about this? 24, I've only bought it for $18,000. They're offering me $6,000 over. And I was like, well, you got to take that.
How would you not take that?
Yeah. She goes, well, the caveat here is that I won't have a car for like 6 months because they told me that if I wanted to lease something new, then there's a waiting list of 6 months right now. So she kept it. But man, just the idea that a dealership is calling up a customer that they sold a car to 3 years prior out of the blue saying, hey, you want to sell us your car back? We'll pay you $6,000 over. I think that's crazy. But that's the state of the market right now. So yeah, whoever, what's his name again? for the third time, Four Rings XL. Hold on to that A3 because you might get a random call out of the blue from your dealership offering you way more. But yeah, I love that. All right, let's move on to the next one. Okay, I'm a sucker, and I get a lot of heat in the office from this, and maybe it kind of. It makes me look like a non-car guy, but I love a Tesla. I love.
I mean, who doesn't love a Tesla? That doesn't make you. At the end of the day, it's a car.
I love them. Just EVs in general. I don't know. I mean,
that's a direction that we're heading. And honestly, I'm glad that you know, we actually have great setups for it. Because a lot, you know, we get so many pictures from Tesla owners sending us. Images of specifically the Ampliforms, and you know, obviously because we made them, we tried to make sizes that would fit great for Teslas. Obviously, you can see it's not a square setup. You know, it's a little bit. I think it's you know, in the background,
standard.
it's a little more concave. It makes it look simply the best way I could say is badass. You know. This dude is obviously hitting the track, you know, because it's, you know, it's inevitable. I mean, look at him.
Oh,
like,
man.
You know, but like, you know, I think the car is cool. It's a direction we're heading. And yeah, man, I'm a fan. What's the name of the dude that sent these in?
It's not Hello Ken, which is our Tesla fan. CB5 Media.
Yeah.
Man, great photos, too. I got to say, you must be a photographer professionally because these photos are second to none. Honestly, the editing of it, the way you position in the street. Look at the way the tire is perfectly centered.
You could even see the
I love it. Nice work, dude. I gotta say.
You got the Brembo kit setup.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The BBK setup. Look at that. That looks just, you know.
Love the white, too.
Fits perfectly snug, man. Killing it.
Favorite part. And this might be a polarizing opinion, but favorite part
profile.
Is that look at the roof rack. I love it. Those bars on the roof. Some people might hate that on a sedan, but man, I love it. It kind of gives it that Euro look. But I think if I were to my next kind of sedan or hatch build, I'll probably try to put one of those angled roof rack or roof small one on the front, low profile. But man, that looks good. What do you think about that fitment on the rear? That's a big tire. Right?
Well,
that's
so yeah, it's and obviously he still has it a little. You know, he has a little room there.
He's got some room.
You know,
those
but
look like what 19s probably or 18s.
I think they are
19s. Sorry, we don't have his wheel specs here, but we'll
I think
pop
they
them,
are 19s.
Pop them
yeah.
over top when we.
But he has a little room there. Obviously, he tried to make it work as best as he could, and you know, from a distance it looks great. You know, but I think he could lower it a little bit. Obviously, there's probably a reason why
maybe
he can't. You know,
a couple more inches.
But it looks great, man. I'm a fan. I'm a
love
fan for
that.
Sure.
Something about adding just a front lip that's basic and black. It's just I don't know. It gives the car a more angular front end look. I love it. Yeah, nice work, dude. Love it. And you know what? You know what's a great part about this this guy's build is that it's a Model 3. It's not a Model S, right? So Model 3, for that you guys that don't know, it's a $35,000 their cheapest option, which I think traditionally you probably look at a Model 3, and I think traditionally for me, I always looked at them and thought they were pretty boring looking, but that's stock because you look at this guy's the way that CB5 Media did it. And man, you modified it perfectly. I even like the... we have two sets of photos from him, it looks like. One earlier without these black stripes on the on the hood, and then one with them. And what do you think about that? I kind of like it.
I mean, to each his own.
I
think it looks good, you know.
Yeah,
I think,
honestly,
you know, that's the thing. I'm a very, like... Yeah. You know, very traditional style. When I like very clean looks, you know, and to me this is a lot cleaner than the stripes, you know. But
I was in my Uber driver the other day, had a Tesla, and I was in the back, and I asked him, "Hey, do you have ludicrous mode? Can you put it in that?" He goes, "Oh no, I don't. I didn't pay for that option." Like, you didn't pay for the ludicrous mode, but yeah, he sent it, and it definitely pulls for sure. But yeah, CB5 Media. Probably my favorite photo set of the day, just because, man, look at, I mean, great eye. Love it.
For sure.
All around. This guy killed it. All right, what do we got? Two more? What do you want to do?
Let's do that one. Let's do the 2006 350Z.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So this
shout out to Austin Carl, man. Now, the reason why I posted this one up, the reason why I wanted to put this up is because I honestly think he did a great job with the fitment. I mean, that B profile all around, you know, 18-10.5, I believe that he has on there. Obviously, you already know here we're all fans of 350Zs, you know, not only because Scott has one, but because, you know, it's just a beautiful car, you know. And I think Austin did a great job with this. Not only that,
beautiful.
Oh, my God.
On the hexaforms.
The hexaforms, you know, and matte bronze.
18 plus 18 offset. It's just, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about, I think me and you and Scott were talking about 350Zs the other day. And me and Scott shared the same opinion is that, and I was thinking about this on the train ride this morning, is that the 350Z, when they were in production and you saw them everywhere, I wasn't a fan. Scott agreed with me. He wasn't a fan either. I think something about that body shape. But it's funny how things change, because now that the 350Z is a lot more sought after because they're not in production anymore. And not only that, but it's tougher to find a 350Z these days that's in remarkably good condition, something like this, let alone stock. And yeah, something about it, it's... I don't know. I don't know if it's just the way I'm looking at it differently, or the way times change, and that, you know, when there's something that you can't have, you want it even more. But something about these 350Zs I'm seeing lately makes me want one. And yeah, I love this. This one looks a lot like Scott's. I think the only difference, really, because I think Scott runs hexaforms on his as well.
No, he has ultraforms on there.
Ultraforms, okay.
Man, but it's nice. But see, this is what I love about this build. Like, not only that, like, and this is not me knocking the build before. This is just me kind of looking at this and just loving how the fitment fits, you know what I mean? Like, literally, it's snug perfectly. This, you know,
square
my
setup.
Man is right. Yeah, it's square setup, B profile all around. I mean, my dude did the work, and it looks great,
too.
Man.
Oh, look at the lip on the B profile. I love it. Oh, it's just, yeah, it looks great.
No, for sure. I mean, if you're a 350Z fan, you're definitely loving
Austin
that car.
Carl, man, killed it, man.
Yeah,
looks
man.
Great. I'd love to know. I'd be very curious to know. What other mods you've got in here?
And I'm like I said before, I'm excited for the white hexaforms to come out. Since, you know, seeing something like this and imagine this with white.
Oh, what's funny is that
black and white is my perfect combo sometimes.
Oh, what with white wheels? On
yeah,
black? That would be interesting. You know, what's funny is that the white
we'll just
wheels,
give it a very like JDM look to
nice
it.
Nice contrast too. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen. I'd have to look for a picture of white wheels on a black car. I'd love to see what that looks like. But you know, what's funny is for me with think when now we're talking about white wheels is. For me, and I would assume most people, for you too, the first exposure for me to Koenig, the brand, was in the Fast and the Furious, the first movie. Maybe arguably Need for Speed, putting some Koenigs on my car.
Yeah.
But you know, for those of you guys that don't know, Jesse, the Jetta that's in the Fast and the Furious 1, has a pair of our wheels on him, the white wheels. And so every time I think about or we talk about white Koenig wheels, it automatically brings me back and puts this picture of Jesse's whip in my Jesse's
that's
Jetta.
Hilarious.
And speaking of Jetta was my last car, and I was looking around for images of cool Jettas in our server.
No, no disrespect to the people who sent
Jettas. No disrespect to Jettas. I had a Jetta. but there it's
a classic.
Slim pickings. It was slim pickings, but Austin Carl killed it with your 350Z. Thanks for sending that in. And so, we saved, in my opinion, the most relevant for last, right, in the 2021 Yaris GR. So this guy, @G_L9WCO.
Yeah.
Cool handle. Not really sure what it means. I'm sure it means something cool, but, you know, we're just going to call you that. Doesn't matter, because look at your GR. Look at how nice it is. I love that, first of all.
So we don't get this here in the States.
I mean, when I see this car, I get really excited. So let me just take it.
Look at that thing.
Before even talking about the Yaris, like, can we just take note of how amazing that car color is? I don't know if he has it wrapped or if he's got it painted like that.
That's a forest green. I think it's British racing green.
My dream car color. Well, British racing green.
I noticed it's trending a lot lately where people do the forest green and then they put bronze wheels on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I like
so
that
it's
color.
It's you know nice obviously combo. I mean you can't go wrong with that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The man did his work. It looks perfect. I mean,
2021
can't get better than that.
Look
either,
at the,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm curious, is the rear wheel arches. Do you think that's stock?
I believe it is.
It looks pretty big. Yeah, pop that up, because both the front and the rear wheel arches.
So
the reason we brought this up is because obviously I'm sure everybody is aware that everyone's talking about in the last 2 weeks is the Corolla GR, and I've told Luis and Scott for months now that the next car that I want to pursue here is a Corolla.
Holy moly, that car's
fire.
That's
nice. Yeah, I like that. The other day, Luis came in, showed me this car, and told me that it was a Corolla. And I said, that doesn't look like a Corolla. That looks like a Yaris. And so we had to look in and like, what are the difference between a Corolla and a Yaris? And really what we found out is not really that different. I think it's only really aesthetic differences because, to my understanding, the Corolla GR takes that three-cylinder engine from the Yaris GR, right?
I don't know.
I think it's a little bit altered because the Corolla GR has 100 horsepower per cylinder. But man, I really like it. You know, it looking at this car kind of makes me think about like the VW Scirocco, right? In that
I can see why you say it. Like in some capacity, the body type because it's long.
Body type similar. Also, that it's just something that
we'll never get to see
the Scirocco. We'll never get to see it on a United States street, which breaks my heart because. You compare, in my opinion, you compare the GR or the Scirocco with the GTI, and the Scirocco blows it out of the water aesthetically. I can't talk about performance benefits or differences there, but yeah, I don't know. I love this build. Let's pull up. We got to rifle through his. What's his at name again? @G_L9WCO. Awesome build. Love the Yaris.
And appreciate sending us in. I wish I knew a little bit more about it so we can talk more in depth. But
I love it. What kind
of at the end of the day, the car
is dope.
Those are hypergrams. 18, 9.5, 25 offset.
I love it. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, man. And I'm glad that we make wheels for builds like this. You know what I mean? Cars like this, you know, because, you know, we get to see them. You know, especially with wheels that we've designed and stuff, it's just kind of a treat, you know, for sure.
Is it just me that I really love that yellow running light, the fog light on the bottom? I'm pretty sure that's not stock, putting it yellow, but
yeah.
I love it. And actually, speaking of, this is a super random little tidbit fact of the week, but did you know where yellow headlights come from?
Where's that?
So yellow headlights, I might be wrong here. Somebody correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. But to my understanding, yellow headlights are run specifically in multi. You see them a lot on like race cars, specific and like GT builds, right? Specifically because when you're on the track in mixed class races, where you're, let's say, a track day, where you're running against wheel to wheel with cars much faster than you in a much higher class, the yellow signifies that you are a slower car, and those faster cars can see that yellow in the rearview mirror, knowing that okay, that's a slower, lower class car than me. I need to, you know, the speed take into account that speed difference. Then I think there's also something else with blanking, but yeah, I don't know that yellow running light, love it.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for sending in those submissions. The reason why we love doing these type of things is because we are very appreciative of all you guys, you know, reviewing your rides to us. A lot of the times we get to see these images. You guys send them in through to our email, and we are very excited because simply we love to see our product on some of these bills that you guys make.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know it's difficult what you guys do, and that's why we're so appreciative. And to be choosing us out of all the choices that you have to us is an honor. So I hope that we, for the people who we did do some reviews with of your builds, I hope you're happy with the review we gave you. You know, we're honestly fans. That's the reason why you're on this list. I'm sure Max can agree with me that we're all fans of what we put up there. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for being here with us. And
Wait a minute. Yep. Before you wrap up, I definitely want to make sure that so I'm not going to flash the camera. Don't worry. But this week, so last week we went and published a great little walk-around video with the Gunners. Right? And sorry, I had to. But we went up with Aki and Yonkers and did a little walk-around of Manolo, his EK builds. And, man, that was a fun day. It came out great. His build, I'm really excited to see what they do on the track specifically.
Yeah.
Really because Keep Gunning is a drag. They come from a drag background. So I can't wait to see the mistakes they make, the successes they have on the track. But I would assume when they do a track day, they probably at first get a couple doubters out there when they show up.
Yeah.
Like, no way. But, you know, those are some great people, great community of guys. Aki, you're the man. Trap, you're the man. So, yeah, we can't wait to see. I've got this Project Driver shirt on that I got in the mail yesterday.
Nice.
But they're giving away this car, and actually their giveaway is active till May 13th. I personally entered because right now I don't have a car, and how sick would it be to have that car in the Koenig lot? Hint, hint, Aki, if you're seeing this. No, no.
Well, it's like you have – they raffle. They actually do like a little thing, and they pick one out.
Make sure you enter because you get a nice T-shirt, a sticker, a lanyard, all these little goodies, and a ticket to the giveaway where they're actually giving away a car. And then they're also giving away – second prize gets this nice set of Koenig wheels. Third prize, I believe, gets $3,500. So it's a pretty legitimate giveaway. Definitely go check it out. I think we'll put the link in the bio here. But, yeah, thanks again for joining us, guys. You know, I make the joke that I hope one day Luis will let me roast some of your rides. But regardless of us roasting or reviewing, you guys all send in great submissions. And, you know, I don't think I've personally, since I've worked here, I don't really think I've seen any images that have been sent in that I personally didn't like. I mean, I'm not just like trying to be like a brand boy, you know, but
brand boy.
I gotta say, just the different styles of wheels that we make and the finishing and seeing people, you know, have an idea in their head for what they want their build to look like, bringing it to life, taking cool pictures, sharing it with the community. I love that. It's one of my favorite parts about working here at Koenig. So, yeah, to everyone that submitted photos, thank you so much. Definitely keep sending us photos because we'll show you some love on our social media. Maybe we'll give you a discount if you're lucky. Who knows? But thank you again. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure you tune in. Every Wednesday we do this live. Also, every Friday we drop a piece of content. And 2 p.m. Scott goes live on Wednesday. So make sure you tune into that. Thank you, guys. Take it easy, yo. And see you at the next episode. Peace.